Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Let's Talk. This is Cecilia, and we have an awesome, awesome woman of God that is co-hosting with me, and her name is Minister Sheila Kaiser. So I want to thank God for her and thank God for each and every one of you that are listening to us on today at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And a little after 9:30 Central Standard Time with Let's Talk with Smile 3E. And I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for him, that he's present, that he's powerful, and that he loves us unconditionally. So before I get into the continuation of the things that the Lord has me covering, I will turn it over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and share whatever the Lord has given her for us on this Sunday morning for Let's Talk. Minister Sheila?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you? Okay. I just want to give honor to God, and I want to thank him. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, God and Son. Christ, Lord Jesus, I just want to thank him. And thank him for myself and each and every one that's on this earth today that he has blessed on another day of life. Lord, I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you for another day. I know if it wasn't for you, God, our Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we would not be here today. We would not be here to live a life that I pray that we all live in your hands, with your love, and under your conditions, which is the best way to have. Lord, we need you in our lives. We need you to help us to understand. We need you to send your angels down to bless us to understand that your way is the only way to live with joy, peace, and understanding. We know there are troubles in this world, but we know through you, Lord, that there would not be as bad, they would not be as hard to have. Just no matter what it is, the devil will attack, but we know through your blessing, through your love, and through life with you, that there will be a tomorrow, there will be an easier way, there will be understanding. The nature of love through you, God, is our blessing, our understanding in our life, Lord. We need your help to understand that you are the way, only way in your love. And excuse me if I'm stumbling over my words, but all I need to say is, Lord, I thank you because I know if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here to say thank you. I wouldn't be able to see and to hear the words that's coming through this message today, to see and to walk in the field of love and the joy through my life, because I know if it wasn't for you, God, I would not be here. So many need to understand, no matter what you thought or think brought you through today, if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't even be here to think that. It wasn't the kids, your wife, your alarm clock, or whatever you think. You won't think because you think it's all in you. No, it ain't all you. If it wasn't for God, it wouldn't be no you. Lord, we need you to help us to understand that without the Father and Son, it would not be a you, a me, a I, a her, a he, a him, or whatever you might want to call yourself. Lord, we need you to bless our hearts, our minds, and to let us understand that the devil is the big trickster. He's the big, I can't even mention the word because it would be so wrong to say, Lord, he's the big trickster. He's the man, ain't the man. He's the one to make you understand, to have you to believe to understand it's his way. No matter what it is, God is the way and the only way, and we need to understand it. We need your love and your blessings and understand. Oh, God, I think they need help. No, I know they need help. I don't think we all need help. I need help, Lord. We need your blessing. We need your understanding. We need your guidance. We need you to help us to see that you are the cause of us to see, to hear, to walk, to talk, to live, no matter. We all going to have problems. But once you turn it over to the God and the Father, he'll teach you and show you how to deal with all that it is. The devil will send you more and more aggravation, more problems, more heartaches. Excuse me, more situations to have you to believe that he can fix you. He's the one that's breaking you. He's fixing you to understand that his way, no, that's one fixing you don't need. You need to let him understand you are hurt. You are harm. You are hatred. You are misunderstanding. You are a life of misery. I need a life of love, happiness, and joy and understanding. Lord, we need you to send your angels, your information, your love, your life into our hearts, minds, and souls. Lord, I thank you for this world. I thank you for that you have blessed me with. I thank you for the family you have blessed me through, my spiritual and my blood family. Lord, I thank you for Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas. I thank you for Pastor Troy. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. I thank you for Minister Brandon. I thank you for Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for each and every person you have put into my life. I thank you for my bloodline sisters. I thank you for my spiritual sisters. I thank you for my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons. Lord, I thank you for each and every person that you have put through my life that have taught me and helped me to understand that you are the way. You are the only way. And we have been witness to understand that you are the way. We have been through so many trials and tribulations, so much finances, so much health, all problems, that we know you are the only one that brought us through this. Through our faith that are you, they can never take away from me my faith, my love, and my joy from you, Lord, have shown me. And yet I know you have shown so many others that you are the way. When the doctors say there's no way, you have shown them you are the way. When the doctors send you home to get prepared for your home from your going, and the Lord say you're not coming yet, the Lord have brought me through, and I'm sure he have brought you through so much heartache, so much pain, illness, finance, strength. Sometimes you didn't know how you was going to do anything, where you was going to live, how you going to eat, how's your health going. You know, you have been down to the bottom, but the Lord shows you he can bring you back to the top. Lord, I thank you for this blessing. I thank you for all the love, the joy, and the life you have shown me. No world, no matter how far I was out, how far I went through, how far out I was just down and out, Lord, you have brought me through. Lord, I thank you. Through my health, that the doctors say there wasn't going to be any more, you brought my life. You brought my health. You brought my strength. And my love will never fall from you. God, I know through so many, we need to understand, trust, and believe, and never lose faith. Because, Lord, you have shown me through my family members, through acquaintance, friends, you have shown me through my life. You are real. You are there. Leo, my health was not there. You brought it back. You showed me that your health, my life, you all's life, everyone's life, you need to understand. Put it in God's hands. Turn it over to the Father and the Son and let them do it as they do it. They will show you more than you ever could expect. They will bring you through so many trials and tribulations. They can make detours. The devil will throw so much at you to try to break your spirit, try to break your faith, to tell you that he is the one that's bringing you through all this. He is the one that's bringing you down. Do not break your faith. Do not take your trust and throw it away. Keep your love, keep your life, keep your health and your understanding through God, with God, and through the Son Christ, Lord Jesus. You will see mighty, mighty miracles. Mighty things of love and faith and understanding through God. You cannot understand. Do not break your faith and leave your health and strength, your life, all in God's hands. Let God take your life and let him show you the best way it is, the only way it is. And I'll say he will never stop loving you and never stop loving him. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every man and woman on this earth. I need you to bless the government. I need you to bless each and every police officer, law enforcement, every legislation, every department of this world's government, to let them know they are here for all the people, no matter what your race is, color, religion, sex, female, male, whatever you are. We are all God's children. We are all here to be treated equally. You are here to serve us all. We are all here to serve God, our Father. We need to let ourselves and prepare ourselves and our children and our families and who all we can help, prepare them for the knowledge and the love of God. He is the way. He is the best teacher, the best lesson, the best father. He is the way. He is the only way. No matter what are you going through, God can heal you. I see so much on these TVs. I watch so many pictures where you turn your life, so many, where they turn their life over to the devil. The devil will use you. He will give you good things. Have you thinking you're on top of the world, but you have to do it his way. You have to go by it his way. You have to do the things his way. And when he gets tired of you, he throw you away. But God never will. God will take you and wrap you into his arms, and he will keep you forever. And when he says it's time, he will take you to a glorious place, a loving place, a place of love, beauty, and forever warning, not to honorary and burning and deceitful. And let's ask God to bless us all and to help us understand. We will like to have the beauty of life, not the ugliness that the devil and the demons has for you. The devil will start off with the bright, shiny light. But when he's through with you, they will be so dim and dark. God will take you to the bright, shiny light and continue to get to the bright, shiny light. The light will be the beauty of it all, and we need to understand that we want the best for ourselves. We want the best for each other. We need our love to carry on through God, with God, and never be without Lord. God, Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Because without you, I would not be here today. Without you, we would not be here today. Lord, I thank you. I can't stop thanking you because I know I don't thank you enough. Because the things I have been through, and I've done the things that we have all been through, we need to ask God to forgive us and to help us to appreciate ourselves and to appreciate the love that you give us. And we need, I ask every day, Lord, I thank you. And I need you more and more and more and more in my life. I need you to show me the way. Lord, I thank you for loving me. Because I know without you, I would not be here. I want to thank you, Lord, and ask you to bless each and every person on this earth today. I'm not going to be selfish and ask only you to bless and love me. I want you to bless the worldwide. Every man, woman, child, little boys, little girls. Lord, I want you to bless us all and to share your love through your guardian angels to help us to understand life is a beautiful place in your arms, in your hands, in your world. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. I can never thank you enough. Lord, I thank you. But yes, you have blessed us all today that I call each day I wake up another birthday. It's another brand new day to God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, that blessed us with. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I ask you to forgive me for all that I might not have, I have done, and to forgive me for what I should be doing, that to bless me, to get the knowledge of to live my life and how to live my life, to thank and to be praised by you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. Back to you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. This will be more of an interactive program on today. I'm going to say some things, and then I'm going to actually ask Minister Sheila for her thoughts on it. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to continue talking about love. And so on last week, we talked about the different types of love. We talked about the unconditional love, which is, you know, agape love. We talked about the eros, which is a romantic type of love. And we talked about the phileo, depending on, you know, where you're from, the affectionate love. And we talked about the philatio, which is the self-love. And we talked about the sorge, which is the familiar love. And we talked about how the foundation of those loves are, you know, they really should be agape love. And so then the other two that we talked about was playful love, which was ludus, and mania love, which is a type of obsessive love. And so we talked about, you know, quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, and, you know, acts of service. And so on today, I'm going to go through each one, and then I'm going to make it personified, as they called it. I'm going to make it personal. And so since agape love is the foundation, that's the one that I'm going to start off with, and I pray that we have time to come back to it. So agape love is the love that is selfless. It's unconditional. It's the love that God has shown towards us. It's God. And so when we think about agape love, that unconditional love, we think about the love that Jesus demonstrated on the cross. We think about the love that the Holy Spirit demonstrated when he came to us. I mean, he's still here with us, resting and abiding on the inside of us. Imagine God loving you so much if you don't know it. So you got to know it, but if you don't know it, try to imagine God loving you so much that he sent his only son He's really his only son. Some people have four or five sons, and some people have four or five sons and daughters and a large family. But he sent his only son, and his only son agreed to come. And then his only Holy Spirit agreed to come as well. My, 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 imagine that. A love that decides to give up a great, awesome, I mean, words can't describe, you know, the magnitude and the majesty and the awesomeness of heaven. Sitting there with God, worshiping, you know, and hanging out with the angels and just all of the great things that we have not even conceived in our hearts or seen on this earth and, oh, my goodness, or even imagined, oh, my goodness. But the love that God, Jesus, and his Holy Spirit has shown towards us, the perfect Trinity's faithfulness, the selflessness, the sacrificial place and position in our lives. Can you imagine? After all that was done to Jesus, who was sinless, he's still sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for each and every one of us. It's a song that says, that's love. I mean, that is sure enough love to go through things for a family member, to go through things for a friend or a so-called friend, a coworker, a neighbor. I mean, to go through things in a way that is unconditional love. I'm not talking about the other loves that we're going to talk about, but unconditional, selfless love. Many people, you know, go away to the military because they love their country. They want to protect their families. I mean, they're showing selfless service. But I'm talking about something even greater than that. When I think about unconditional love, honestly, I have only experienced it with God. Honestly, I have only experienced it with Jesus. Honestly, I've only experienced it with the Holy Spirit. No matter what I've done, no matter what was said that I've done, no matter what I said or meant or did not do or was supposed to do or where I went, no matter what, they have still loved me. I've blessed in the city and blessed in the field because God loves me. I'm not saying that my life is perfect by man's standards, but I'm saying that God loves me in spite of my lack of perfection. You know, people may speak highly of you, and they may not. People may boast about you on today and stab you in the back and gossip and do all manner of evil tomorrow, or maybe they did it the day before. But the fact of the matter is, no matter what, no matter how many times I may have fallen short of the glory of God, no matter how many times I've missed the mark, no matter how many times I've done things that God hates, my, no matter how many times I may have said things that weren't pleasing unto God, he still loves me. He loved me so much, well, he'll send a prophet or prophetess to bring you a word. He'll have some good teaching or preaching done by a pastor or a bishop or an apostle or a teacher. I mean, love you so much that he sends you a text, that he have someone send you a text or have someone call you on the phone or have someone send you something on Facebook or all the other virtual tools or have someone send you an email, which was the proper timing for what you needed. I mean, that rhema word lifted a burden that no man could lift. That rhema word opened doors that no man could shut. That rhema word shut the doors of the enemy and of the naysayer like no one else, and it cannot be opened. I mean, to experience the love of God. Yes, it's good to be healed. Yes, it's good to be blessed. Yes, it's good that we want God to make us whole in every area of our lives. Yes, it's good to be blessed financially. Yes, it's good to have food and clothing and shelter. Yes, it's good to be able to enjoy going on a trip here or there. Yes, it's good to be able to have your right mind. Yes, it's good to be able to walk, to talk, to listen, to see, to speak. Yes, it's good to be able to drive. Yes, it's good to be able to ride in the car, on a plane, on a train, on a bus. Yes, all of that is good, 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 good. And it's something that God has given us, and it's something that God has rewarded us with. But don't you know that with or without any of that, God still loves us unconditionally? Man, if God only loved us when we had 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 cars, some of us would be in trouble. If God only loved us when we had mansions and mansions on a hill, oh, we would be in trouble. If God only loved us when we had 8, 9, 10-digit incomes, oh, some of us would be in trouble. If God only loved us when we were, as man would say, lovable, we would be in trouble. But see, God loves us even when man doesn't. I was hearing and listening to Minister Sylvia. She was ministering about, you know, hurt. You know, people get hurt, what they call church hurt. No, the church didn't hurt you. It was people in the church or a law or bylaw or a doctrine of the church, but it wasn't the church, you know, because the church, when we talk about the church, we're talking about God. We're talking about Jesus. Jesus is the one who sacrificed his life for each and every one of us so that we could be believers in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God and yet the Son of man, for he was virgin born, but he is just who he said he is, Rabboni, teacher, Rabboni, Savior, Messiah, King of kings, Lord of lords. He's everything that the word declares that he is. And he loved us. He suffered for us. My. He went on a quest and a journey to the cross for each and every one of us. He allows many of us to work in ministry as he's doing on today. And yet he loves us. We may say something and it wasn't how it was meant to say, but then that's when we can come back and say, God, I bless you that you will let there be no lack of understanding, that, God, people will understand what's being said and give you all the glory and all the praise for it. Because with God, his love, oh, my, it is so contagious, you know, because contagious means something that is easily spread from one person to the next or one thing to the next. And see, that's the love of God. It can easily be spread. It can easily be shared. Oh, my. How about sharing the agape love, the unchangeable, the irreplaceable? He said, what's an agape love? It's unconditional. Uh-huh. I know you said, but she said, unconditional love of God. See, we have other types of love that we're going to get into, but I want to know, when you experience the unconditional love of God, no matter what you did, no matter what you've been through, did you know that's what it was? Did you know when you woke up this morning it was because of the unconditional love of God that gave you another opportunity to, if you got it wrong, to get it right? Another opportunity to not only forgive, but to love people. See, some people will say, well, if you forgive people, that means, you know, you got to go be hanging around them doing this or that. That's not true. You can love people, and you can love them from a distance because, see, some people's behavior could cause you to lose your earthly life or your spiritual life. And so many times we have to pray for people afar off. And it doesn't mean that you won't come back together with them, but for a season, sometimes it's not even that you're being going through a season or being healed. It's not always that you're going through a season of being made whole. Sometimes People in the world say sometimes separation makes the heart grow fonder. Well, sometimes people are behaving in manners that is not lawful. And so you are separated from them because of the appearance of agreement. And so many people will say, well, if you really love them, you'll be with them. Okay, so you're telling me there's someone drunk and they're driving and you're going to get in the car with them because you love them. That's not wisdom. God gives us wisdom of what to do. If we could have, we would have made sure that they didn't have the keys to the car so that they couldn't drive. They were, you know, sent them home in an Uber, or we got the keys and drove them home. There are people that love their husbands and their wives, but they're abusive, and they do all manner of evil and weakness. And so they have to do things not only to save their lives, to protect the children that they have, to protect their lives. So let's not get it twisted. Let's not get into the self-righteous mode of people trying to make you think that your decisions of separation are always about lack of healing or lack of forgiveness. Sometimes it's not that. Sometimes it's wisdom. Sometimes it's that you have to allow other people, other prophets, other pastors, other teachers to come in and minister to those people, because maybe what you said or what you tried to show them, they missed it. It's amazing how a mother or a father can tell you something 20, 30, 40 times and you never hear it, and then you go and hear from some other person, and all of a sudden it clicked. You don't know that it was already planted and watered, but sometimes that happens. So we have to allow God to do what he does, and what he does it well. And we have to learn how to step aside, step back, get on our knees, get on our face before the Lord, and just trust him. Trust his timing. Trust his methodology. Trust that he's an all-knowing God and he knows what he's doing. Don't worry about what other people think and say. Pray for them too. Because I remember a season when Apostle Sandra Thomas had separated herself from us people. And so everybody thought, you know, something was wrong with her. But in actuality, during that time of separation, things happened. And those people who used to put their mouth on her and not understand her began to not only love her, but to demonstrate it, to respect her and to honor her. So there was a season where there was many people did not believe that Apostle Sandra Thomas, as a woman of God, should have been doing the things that she was doing. And so there's some people still in the church that believe that men do this and women do that, and if they women are doing that, then they're Jezebel or they're out of the will of God. Well, there's a lot of women doing what they're doing because the men are out of place. That's a whole nother message. There's a lot of women doing what they're doing because they're the Deborah of this season. They're the Esther of this season. And it does not take away from anything that what God has called a man to do. But sometimes we need to learn as a people of God how to not look at everything about male, female, but to look at everything about what does God say and what is God saying. Not what your grandmama and granddaddy and the church people taught you, but what is God saying? Because sometimes what they were teaching you in that season was for that season. And now what they're teaching you is for this season. Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the telephone right now, because for a season and a time, there was no such thing as a telephone. For a season and a time, that was telephone was evil to some people. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. For a season, there was people and still teaching about even the way you dress. They're trying to take the Bible and make it the wardrobe of America when the Bible wasn't written in America. So the wardrobe is not based off of what Americans wear, but it's based off of what was written and during the time that it was written and where it was written. So therefore, there are a lot of things that we try to make Americanized that is not even meant to be Americanized. And then there's things that we need to learn how to draw a conclusion and make a sound decision about that has to deal with how we deal with it in America. So, Minister Sheila, can you share some examples, or would you like to share any examples of the unconditional love that God has shown you? I heard you praying about it and talking about it, but do you want to talk about it a little bit more?
Thank you. I just want to say God loves each and every one of us in our own little space. God loves me one way. You know, it's just the way I feel. The love God has for me is not what he has for you. What he has for you, as the song says, what God has for me is for me. You need to take the love that God put into you and to let all that see that God's love can love you in a way that you will, like I say, it's a shining, it's a glow, it's a life of love that we need to share of God. God has a loving spirit, a loving angel. He has more love for each and every one of us than more than he can imagine. But you need to take your love and to thank God for that, because through his love is your blessing. We have blessings of love from God that you yourself don't understand. But you need to ask God to help you to understand the way of life that he has for you, how he wants you to take his love and his blessings and live. We all need to love each other, not only the blood sisters and brothers, but we have to love each other in the spiritual way of sisters and brothers. I'm just saying we need to let all understand that we need to love each other. And some people's way of love is not the right way for you. Some people's love is not the way of God. We have, like I said earlier, you have the love of the devil, which is the tricks and the cons and the hatreds and the moments that, as Apostle Alexa said, Cecilia said, you need to love them from a distance. But the love they have, it can hurt you, can defile you, can break your trust and your belief in God if you let it. You need to pray on each and every moment of your life. Things going to come towards you, and all you can do is just ask God to show you, you know, the way to love it, the way to deal with it, the way to handle it. But yet and still, you still need to love yourself, that God has loved you and loved the ones around you, no matter what they might have did, no matter what they're doing or what they are doing and what they've done or how they're doing it. No matter what it is that it is, all we need to do is to take the love that the Lord has given us and pray it and ask God to show you the way how to love them and how to get them to understand the love of the Father. I have to say, there's so many ways, different types of love, but yet and understand God has love for us all. And all we need is to ask him and to show him and to understand the right way and how to do it and how to use the love of life that God and the Son, Lord Jesus, that has blessed us with, and to thank him and to use him each and every second of the day. And thank him for the love that they have given us for another day of life. Because yet we know so many did not have life for today. Back to you, Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. So I thank Minister Sheila for not only talking about agape love, but talking about some of the other types of love that helps me and leads me right into one of the loves that she was talking about that is not the unconditional love, but it's the affectionate love. It's that brotherly love. It's that love that we have for people. It's that love that represents us loving one another equally. It's that love that allows us to treat our friends right. It's that love that allows us to treat our coworkers and our bosses and colleagues and things of that right. It's that love that causes us to have affection towards a friend. We'll say, oh, that's my best friend. Or some people, well, that's their dog or whatever. I'm not calling anybody a dog. I know that's a phrase, but I don't use it. I mean, I might say that's my girl or that's my battle buddy or he or she is just like a sister to me or they are a sister or a brother to me. That's that affectionate love that says my thoughts towards you are kind. My thoughts towards you are better than that romantic love, which is that love where the Bible teaches us that in 1 Corinthians 7, verses 8 through 10, it says, but I say to you, the unmarried and to the widows, that as a practical matter, it is good if you remain single and entirely devoted to the Lord as I am. But if they do not have sufficient self-control, they should marry, for it is better to marry than to burn with passion. But to the married believers I give instructions, not I, but the Lord, that the wife is not to be separate from her husband. You know, some people, you know, some women operate in men in witchcraft where they withhold eros, romantic love from one another as a type of manipulation and witchcraft to control people. We're not talking about that love. We're talking about even the self-love that Minister Sheila talked about. It's called philatelia. That type of love is not a vanity type love. It's not a love that goes so far that you're narcissistic and that you're selfish and that you're stuck on yourself and you start walking around in vanity and pride and being egocentric. We're talking about a self-love that allows you to have a healthy love for yourself where you don't allow the negative statements and reactions of other people towards you to cause you to doubt the love of God, to doubt that you deserve to be loved, to doubt that you deserve to be charitable, to doubt that you deserve to be blessed by God. It will cause you to doubt that you even need to give or receive love. But see, when you walk in the compassion and agape love, agape, I have to keep saying it, the agape love, this unconditional love of God, it says that I love me because God created me in his likeness and his image. I love me because I am God's handiwork. I love me because God is the potter and I am the clay and he's making me and molding me every day. He's perfecting me. I love me because God loves me, not because I'm so suchy-muchy, not because I'm so great, but I love me because I love God and I love the things of God and I love the creations of God. So that's why I love my brother and my sister as a type of phileo love, that brotherly love, and I love myself as a way of saying, God, I respect and I honor how you created me. I'm not looking at my brother or my sister and saying, oh, I want to be them. And see, there's so many people looking out the window. They're looking in the rearview mirror, and they want to be like everybody else except for what God has called them to be like. And, yes, people will try to make you think that it's not normal. It is normal. Earthwise, it is normal to look on the other side, to think that the grass is greener. But see, when we get into a place of agape love, unconditional love, we realize that the seasons that God takes us to and through is for us to grow and to mature in Him, and also because somebody is learning about the love of God just by watching you, just by watching how did you handle it when they lied on you? How did you handle it when they betrayed you? How did you handle it when they said all manner of evil about you? How did you handle it when you were misunderstood? How did you handle it when there was a misunderstanding? I mean, they did not know that Jesus was who he said he was. So imagine how much misunderstanding and being misunderstood that Jesus had to deal with, but he yet still died for each and every one of us. So when we learn about phileo love, philatio love, loving self and affectionate love, but loving one another, then we can now walk in the storge love, the familiar love. That's that love that's it's something like and looks like and feels like brotherly love, but it's a love that you feel for a parent and a child. It's bigger and greater than what's between friends. I can't explain the love that Minister Sheila has for her children. I can't explain the love that I have for my son. I can't explain the love that Minister Sylvia has for her son, but I can tell you this. It is bigger than physical and sexual attraction. It's something that isn't even that way because, see, we don't feel that way towards our children. Yeah, I know there are some people dealing with various incest, but that's getting into the obsessive types of love that's not normal. I'm talking about this familiar love that allows us to have such a strong bond with our brothers and our sisters until we're familiar with them. We not only can, it's almost like that thing where you see couples finishing each other words. Me and my sisters know each other so well that when other people start saying stuff about us, we know if it's true or not. You can tell me something about one of my sisters, and I may agree with it or I may not agree with it. Why? Because I know them. So you can't tell me they did this or that, and I would believe you. Now, say you told me they did this or that, and then they said they did it. I might even say, oh, that's not like you. What caused you to do that? Because, see, sometimes people will do and say things out of character because of situations and circumstances. So what caused you to do that? What caused you to go there? What caused you to say that? What actually went on? But, see, when you learn how to get past the romantic love, that eros type, sexual type love, and you get through the affectionate love, and you get through the nostalgia love, you can get into a type of enduring love. That's that love that you'll see in those married couples that have been together for so long. I mean, they even start to look alike in some cases. That's what, you know, we've said. Because sometimes they start to act alike. They start saying the same things because they've been with each other so long until this enduring love that they have causes them to be 70, 80 years old, 100 years old, still walking around holding hands. They've endured the infidelity. They've endured the lack of understanding. They've endured the misunderstandings. They've endured the he don't like this or she don't like that. They've endured the toothpaste to not being rolled up or not being placed the way the person wants it. They've endured the, you know, toilet seat being up or down. They've endured the financial hardships and the financial blessings. They've endured all of those misunderstandings. They've went past that little playful love that may have started out where they would see the other person and they would get this like euphoric type high or feeling. Oh, so-and-so walked in the room and they got butterflies and something. See, they've gone past that playful type love to now they have an enduring love. And see, that enduring love is so close to unconditional love. When we can learn to have enduring love, my. Unconditional love has to be right around the corner. But see, we have to be careful because we don't want that enduring love to get perplexed or to get perverted because some people think they're in enduring love when now actually they're in mania love. They're in an obsessive jealousy, madness type love that's imbalanced. It's an imbalance between a sexual and a playful love. And you think it's enduring love, but it's not. It's actually a mania. It's a type of manic, a type of addiction. And see, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about unconditional love of God that allows you to endure, to persevere, to be there even when people say that you shouldn't be there. That's all I have on today, Minister Sheila. I turn it over to you for announcements, prayer, and whatever the Lord is giving you to close us out.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I say so many of us need to know the right type of love and how to take the Lord's love and use it in the right way to increase the balance in their life. So many of us are unbalanced through life, not knowing, and some do know, excuse me, to make an equal love, health, understanding, balance in your life. You have to have God in your life. That's one thing I say we all need, that we have to have. We all need God and the Son, Lord Jesus, to balance our life the right way, to love in our life the right way, to have and to hold for eternally life the right way. It's only through God and the Son, Lord Jesus, the best love you can ever have. He can teach you and show you how to do it. How to love your mother, your father, your sisters, your brother, your son, your daughters, your granddaughters, your grandson, your husbands, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your fiance. Take the world around you and show you how to love, what situation of love to use at what time, what place. What situation? There are so many departments in the love division, in the love cycle, that God can have you with the right love, right time, right place, and show you how to use it. Lord, I thank you for helping me through my bloodline family, through my spiritual family, and yet teach me and show me I need more understanding. I need more spiritual. I need more department of love. I'm not perfect. We, none of us, as I say, we are all still in the learning process. We still all need more teaching, more ways, more understanding of God to help us with ourselves, not only our family, but to help us and to understand how to love ourselves. Excuse me for that. I want to thank the Lord for waking each and every one of us up this morning. I want to thank the Lord for the words on this morning, for the teaching and to understanding, and to yet help us learn more of ourselves and how to conduct ourselves in, around each other in this world. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening in on this morning's program. Before I give out the remarks, I just want to know, is there anyone on the line or anyone listening or however that might want to say, have something to say, let you have this time now, because we all need to understand that we all have a word of love for God. Is there anyone on the line with something that they want to say? It's your time now. Okay, well, I want to thank for each and everyone that are listening, however they're listening, and to thank the Lord and to help them to understand the way of love of life. And I want to ask each and every one of you if you can tune in each and every Sunday morning Let's talk with a doctor, with apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, myself, Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, on Sunday at 9:30 a.m. East Central Standard Time and 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excuse me, on Monday night, Iron Sharpens Iron, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser White, myself, Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and on Friday nights, and on Monday nights, also will be on Facebook on some nights with great speakers and understanding teachers. And on Friday nights, you'll be on Blog Talk and Facebook with Let's Talk again with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So let's talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser. So we have the blessings and the greatness and the love of God to understand and to love each other. And we would like for you all to tune in and tell your friends and to love and to understand the love of God and to act and always act. And we all need improvement. I don't say it's no one perfect here. We all can learn and to understand more and more of the heavens above of our Father God and our Son, Lord Jesus, that you can never learn and love enough through the Father and the Son. I want to thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. Thank you for the prayer, and thank you for Let's Talk, collaborative efforts that we did on today for God's glory. I thank God for his word in Matthew 6:33, which is our foundational scripture that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we love you. Until tomorrow for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Bye-bye.